We're talking with a young lady from the Lac-Qui-Parle FFA chapter who was at the state FFA convention, Zoe Doctor. And Zoe, tell me a little bit about your experience this year at the state FFA convention.
This year at the state convention, I competed in the poultry contest where we judged chicken carcasses and bone-in and boneless processes and graded carcasses and named different parts of a chicken. And then I competed with my proficiency award in my SAE project about my llama, and I placed second.
Well, tell me a little bit more about your proficiency award.
So my proficiency award, it was from my SAE, and my SAE was about my llama Paisley and about my production with my llamas and just different things I do as a llama caretaker and about my responsibilities and my management skills that I need to run this llama, my llama farm.
Tell me a little bit how you got involved with the llama business.
I'd say 3 years ago, I went to Carlson's Lovable Llamas by the Cities, and I picked out a llama because I started getting interested in llamas to show for 4-H, and then I bring them to, like, FSA petting zoos. So I just started using my llama for more and more things. But, yeah, I got him 3 years ago, and now I have two llamas.
And do you want to continue growing your herd of llama?
Yes, I do. My one llama is actually pregnant, and it's due later this month, so two will turn into three.
Well, that's exciting. And yep. What else are you looking ahead to be involved with, say, the next year or two with FFA?
I hope to go further for my poultry team and place higher from state. And I hope to do better with my proficiency and add on to my SAE and make it better.
Well, congratulations, Zoe, on the work that you did to get to FFA State Convention this year. And we look forward to hearing bigger and better things from you going forward. And that's Zoe Doctor with the Lac-Qui-Parle Valley FFA chapter. We're talking today with Stayla Meyer with the Lac-Qui-Parle Valley FFA chapter, just back from the state FFA convention. And Stayla, was this your first state convention?
Yep, it was.
Well, that had to be exciting. And you had a chance to participate in one of the contests as well.
I did. I was in conduct chapter meetings at this state convention. And in conduct chapter meetings, we run a meeting and demonstrate how to do that efficiently in front of a few judges using some motion.
That's a very important part of FFA, is running a meeting. You learn Robert's Rule of Orders and parliamentary procedure. Have you worked hard on that this year?
I have. Our team consists about seven people in 7th and 8th grade. And just about every morning for the past few months, we've been coming to school early to practice and learn more about it.
What is the best part of being involved with this contest?
I really like to get to hang out with my friends, like, before school and during. We have a lot to talk about, and it's fun to practice all the different scenarios that can pop up in our everyday life when we're older.
And it also is great to have a chance to learn about meetings, because even as an adult, you'll be involved, I'm sure, with organizations, and running a meeting can be important then.
Yeah, it sure can.
Well, you've got a long time left. You said you're a freshman in FFA this year.
I'm in eighth grade.
Eighth grade. So you really do have a long time to go. What are some of the other things you'd like to do in FFA over the next several years?
Right now, I am at our recent banquet, I was nominated to be our chapter's historian, so I do have an officer role. I also would like to continue competing in creed-speaking, small animal, and conduct the chapter meetings.
Excellent. Well, that is exciting. Would you also like to maybe get involved with other contests as you maybe go along and learn more about them and, you know, opportunities that you might have in FFA?
Yeah, for sure. I've done general livestock before, and I think it would be cool to get back into that, as well as some public speaking contests.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like you've laid a good foundation for yourself. And Stayla, we look forward to hearing more from you in the upcoming years. Stayla Meyer with us. She is from the Lacaparo Valley FFA chapter, just back from the state FFA convention.